10 past 1, Thursday afternoon, and it's Tech Time. Fevzi Turkalp is the editor of GadgetDetective.com and the host of the Gadget Detective podcast, and joins us once again to talk us through some of his top recommendations of the week. Hi, Fevzi, how are you doing?
Afternoon, very well, thank you. How are you?
Always well, and always a pleasure to have you on the air, sir. We've got some interesting tech today, and some interesting tech support devices, haven't we? So let's start, shall we, with your music player. Tell us all about this one.
So this is from a brand called Fio. It's unusual spelling. It's F-I-I-O. We've had featured them on this slot before, but they're a well-respected sort of audio specialist brand. You know, it's usually something that audiophiles would buy.
Right.
But audiophiles that don't want to pay the silly money that you can pay for, you know, you can literally pay thousands and thousands for gadgets that play good audio. This is a step above anything that you would get from, you know, Apple or a normal consumer brand, but it's not silly money. So this is a portable, what they call a high-res music player. It means very high-quality music player. Think iPod, right? And then you'd say, well, why would I want an iPod? iPods don't exist anymore. They were integrated into the iPhone. Now think iPod that plays really high-quality music files and has expandable storage. And it still runs Android 13, so it can run all the major music apps as well as playback music stored locally. So it comes with 64 gigabytes of storage, which, to give you an idea, if you're talking about CD quality without compression or lossless, that's to say compressed but no loss of quality, you can get about 200 CDs into it, give or take, depending on the CDs. But it has a micro SD card slot in it as well, so it's expandable, and unlike a lot of phones and unlike any of the iPods that you used to be able to buy, and indeed unlike any iPhone, so you can put up to 2 terabytes in there, which gives you about, again, depending on the CD, 5,000 or 6,000 CDs.
That's not bad, is it? And I always think about this in terms of the quality, because, of course, so many people listen to music on streaming services now, which is fine. And actually, if you're listening on the tube or the bus, you're probably not really going to notice a huge amount of difference in the quality of playback. But the actual quality of the music you're listening to in terms of the file size and the detail on a streaming service is infinitely lower than some of the quality that is available digitally now, isn't it? And I'm assuming this gadget is the upper echelons of that.
Yeah, exactly. So this is designed, it's not for casual listeners who may mainly listen on Bluetooth headphones and are happy using their smartphone. That's fine. There's no sort of judgment in that. This is for music fans, hi-fi enthusiasts, anyone with a decent pair of wired headphones, I would say, who want better portable sound. Although, because of the quality, it's actually very much at home, you know, sitting next to your hi-fi units as well.
I was going to say, can you plug this into your amp and speaker system if you want to?
So in addition to having Bluetooth 5.3, so it does have that for convenience, and the standard 3.5mm headphone output jack, it's got a 4.5mm headphone output jack, which is of a much higher quality. And in fact, requires, you know, a specialist cable even just to use it. But it's an indication that this is a grown-up piece of kit. To give you an idea, this costs just under £200. List price is £199, but you can get it for quite a bit less. But the quality is amazing. First of all, in terms of the files, so I don't want to get too technical about this, but you can store really large music files that give you a best quality, but also the circuits. It's got these dual digital to audio converters in it, which will basically put to shame anything you would get in a phone or an iPod.
And where would you get those music files from? Would you download and pay for them separately, or can you upload your own CD collection?
Exactly. So there are different things. Obviously, if you rip your own CDs, then that's CD quality, but this can do so much more than that. And there are services where you can download those, and, you know, there are lossless services like Tidal and others that give you, you know, full quality. But this enables you, let's say you wanted to make recordings of your vinyl, then one of the limitations, even at CD quality recording, is that it doesn't get all the harmonics.
Yep.
Whereas if you record a, you know, as this, if you play back 384 kilohertz files, 32-bit, then you're going to get the best that you can possibly.
Yeah, this is the thing with digital playback. I mean, I walked into a charity shop in Pimlico a few months ago, and they had a record player playing in the shop with a good old-fashioned hi-fi system. And the richness of the sound, I'd almost forgotten how deep and rich it sounded versus what we've become so accustomed to now, which is just basically listening to an MP3 on your favorite streaming service.
Yeah.
And it's you know, worlds apart.
It's really interesting because when Steve Jobs held aloft the first iPod, the world changed in quite an interesting and almost imperceptible way. Up until then, people who were interested in music were interested in quality. You know, how could they get the best quality out there? Turntables, and was this amp better than that? And how were these speakers? And suddenly it went from quality to quantity. I can fit 100 songs into it.
Yeah.
I can fit. And then you ended up with these highly compressed MP3 files, which often were not much better than cassette tape. Which, by the way, is also making you come back.
It's also making you come back, yeah, exactly. But, all right, so star value for this one?
So star value, 4.5 stars out of 5.
Okay.
This one made me rediscover my music collection, which was, you know, a good quality
so
of
that's
item.
The Fio JM21 portable high-res music player, if you fancy that. It's got a good display on it as well, hasn't it?
So, yeah, so think of it, it looks like a modern smartphone. As I say, it runs Android, but so much more flexible because it's got the hardware and the software capabilities.
Well, let's come on to two items of tech support here. Now, we've got a stand coming up in a moment, but you're going to talk about those annoying cables everywhere now.
I know. You know, sometimes when you come across an idea and it's so simple and you wonder why you haven't seen it before. I am terrible with cables. You can imagine I've got cables running all over my desk and more to the point, falling off the back of my desk and making me go back and sort of try and get on my hands and knees and grab the cable back. And it's awful. And I occasionally even trip over them. So this is not good. You can get things like clips where you stick them down and then you clip the head of the cable to that. But that means that it always has to be in the same place, which is not always a good thing. This device is from a company called 12 South. Now, 12 South are sort of a high-end accessory manufacturer. Sometimes they sell exclusively through Apple stores, for example. It's that sort of quality. In fact, a lot of their items look like they could have been made by Apple. This is called the Cable Stay, all one word. And it's a weighted anchor and matching USB-C cable. So the USB-C cable is good, high-quality, braided cable that will, I think, it will carry up to 60 watts if you want to use it as a charging cable. But the cable anchor is really interesting. Think of a slightly oversized squash ball that you then squash into what I will now call, to be flash, an oblate spheroid, right?
So you, oh, that is flash. Yeah.
So you squeeze it down, squeeze the squash ball down, so it's maybe two-thirds of its full normal height.
It looks to me like the size of a sort of Tunnock's tea cake. It's one of those, like those marshmallow and biscuit balls.
Yeah, it's not as big as that, thank goodness. I mean, with shrinkflation, the tea cakes may get to that size, but at the moment, this is significantly smaller than that.
They say it's made to be seen, though, isn't it? They want it to be part of your desk accessory.
Oh yeah, and
setup.
It's of course color matched, so it comes in a range of colors: slate, which is like a dark gray; dune, which is like the sort of off white color; fuchsia, which is effectively pink; and mint green. So, and with matching cables, so that's all very nice as well, because you can use different cables for different functions and then have them color coded. But this has got a ridge underneath it, which is effectively a space for one, or I've managed to fit two cables into it side by side. And you just put it down, and it's weighted, it's heavy enough not to move, and most importantly, not to let the cable slip off your desk.
And could you pick it up and throw it at your other half if they're bothering you?
You would. If you hit them in the head, they'd end up in hospital.
No, fine, okay, quite, don't do that then.
It's
heavier than I anticipated.
It's a sort of density of a bowling ball.
All right, fine.
So you wouldn't want it. It'd be like throwing a rock at their head.
Okay, then don't do that. Definitely
no,
don't do that.
Don't do that. So
that's the price then, because it's a bit more expensive than I expected.
Yeah, so 12 South stuff is never cheap, to be frank with you, and that's always the criticism. There are times when they get cheaper, and and I notice Amazon Prime Day is coming up in about 3 weeks' time, so one could wait and see if there's deals for that. But it's like Apple stuff. You don't buy it because it's cheap. You buy it because it's well-designed and well-made. But yes, you're right. It's £29.99. I would say maybe sort of £12 to £15 of that is the cable. So you're paying... Okay. About £15 for
it. But it's one of those things that you perhaps you didn't know you needed till you have it, and then it stops all that faff, as you were saying, of digging around behind the desks for the cable that's disappeared.
The only thing I would say is I would like them to sell packs of them more cheaply, you know, so maybe a pack of two or four.
Well, staying with 12 South, you're picking up on a stand now, which I think could be very useful.
Yeah, so this is a stand for tablets. And it's a desktop stand, and it's fully articulated. It's got like two elbow joints in it, if you like, one at desk height and one at the base height of the tablet itself. So you can articulate it into pretty much any angle. You can raise the tablet about 6 inches off the desktop. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason why that's important, is because if you're doing a video call, you really don't want it sort of pointing up your nostrils, frankly.
Nothing worse, is there?
I mean, this is, you know, it's amazing that you even see it on sort of BBC television.
You do. You think we'd learned all these lessons since lockdown, but no, still you see people pointing their laptops or their tablets up their nose and their double chins and everything.
I mean, some people have very attractive nostrils and double chins, but still, you don't want to see them. Also really good for, I've been using my one in the kitchen, you know, if you want to use it for recipes, just to keep it clear of the countertop, mm-hmm. so you don't get sort of flour and stuff all over it. So really, really good for that. And also, if you're just using your tablet, say with iPads, for example, you know, they've got quite a lot of advanced features now that enable you to use them as a replacement in some cases for a laptop. So what you do is you get a Bluetooth wireless keyboard, put it on your desk, and then you raise this up, and it becomes a very usable unit. And you can have it in landscape or portrait mode, so wide or tall. And the really nice thing is it folds down to a thickness of about 2 centimeters.
Okay.
So, and I think that's one of the really big things, because you can get very substantial stands for the desktop, which are great if you never move them. But this one folds flat, and it comes with a nice wallet as well, sort of slip wallet.
Well, that's really handy, particularly, I mean, it's designed to be portable. I was in one of those hot desking buildings the other day in Bloomsbury, mm-hmm. and everybody that was working in there was obviously all busy in their own little silo doing their own thing. And this is designed for people like that, isn't it? That you can take it with you, fold it flat, and be very, very mobile with it.
Yeah, exactly. I've given it 3.5 stars out of 5.
Oh, that feels low. Why is that?
It's not low. I mean, that's 7 out of 10. But if this thing costs £49.99.
Okay.
If it cost £10 less, that would have been 4.
Okay, fine. But you do need it to be substantial, don't you? You don't want it rocking about.
Yeah, it's a good compromise. It's not quite as solid as the really heavy, you know, 1 kilo weight devices that you know you can have, but for a portable unit, it's the most solid portable unit I've used. And unless you go out your way, I mean, if you tap it gently, you know, to use a touch screen, it's fine. If you're sort of heavy handed, it may wobble a little bit under your finger.
All right, we are finishing with some wireless over ear headphones. I'm seeing more and more of these people moving away from the earbuds. I think the idea that actually to really listen to what you're listening to, be it an audiobook, podcast or music, earbuds don't always go the whole distance, do they?
I think that's right, and I'm quite frankly, I'm fed up of losing earbuds. They tend to fall out of my ears, so these are much harder to lose. This is from a brand that, I'll be honest, I hadn't heard of before, and I had a company approach me and say, would you like to review them? And I thought, okay. Hmm. So they're called Fresh and Rebel. So right. The word Fresh, apostrophe N as in and Rebel, and they're called the Clam Fuse wireless over-the-ear headphones. So as you say, they're over-the-ear, so they've got a band that goes over the top of the head, and they sit over the ear. They don't go inside the ear. They are, just to give you an idea, their list price is just under £60.
Mm-hmm.
You can sometimes buy them a little bit less than that. Again, Amazon Prime Day coming up.
Noise cancelling?
Yes, but not just normal noise cancelling. So the reason why I featured these, because a lot of I review a lot of stuff that I don't feature because it doesn't quite make the cut. But this, there's no one single standout feature with these headphones, but the package of features is quite remarkable. So, first of all, Bluetooth 5.3, that's quite a modern version of Bluetooth, gives you longer battery life. So you get 60 hours of up to 60 hours of battery life, or up to 40 with the noise cancelling switched on, which is very good considering you can do a full charge in 2 hours. So that's a very good thing. It's got what's called hybrid active noise cancelling. So there's active noise cancelling, which uses an external mic to listen to the surroundings and cancel it out with sort of waves that are anti-waves.
Game-changing on the underground, that. It really is.
But this one is hybrid because it's got microphones that listen inside the cup that can actually work out how well it's doing and adjust further.
Wow.
So it's another level up. It's also got an ambient sound mode. So when you need to let external sound back in, when someone is speaking to you or you need to hear traffic or an announcement, it allows you to do that with the press of a button. Also, it's got environmental noise cancelling, which is when you're using it to make a call, because obviously the built-in mics can allow you to take and speak, you know, on a cell phone call. When you're doing that, the noise cancelling can switch to cut out the background noise so that the other person hears your voice, but they don't hear the background noise to nearly the same extent.
Brilliant.
So your voice becomes very clear. Charges with USB-C. Auto pause, so when you take them off, they automatically pause. None of these features are unique, but I think this combination of features at this price point is very interesting. And the design is foldable. The head, it folds and it rotates when the cups rotates, so it becomes much more compact. Even Sony with their £200 headphones don't always get that right.
And a colour choice as well, which again you don't get with some of the bigger
ones. So I got sent the sort of the dark grey ones, but yeah, there's some fairly funky colours available there as well. They sell it at Amazon. I think they sell it at Argos as well, but I, to be honest, I haven't seen it there yet. But I've given it 4 stars out of 5. They're not going to beat a £200 set of Sony or Bose headphones, you know, if you want ultimate sound quality. But
a good budget option.
£50 to £60, there's a very strong mix of features here, I think.
Brilliant.
So well-deserving of 4 out of 5.
So those are the Fresh and Rebel Fuse Wireless over-ear headphones. Brilliant stuff. Fantastic. So we can find out more and listen to more recommendations, Fevzy, as always, on the latest podcast.
Yes, www.gadgetdetective.com.
Excellent. As always, a pleasure. Thanks very much indeed.